माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन जामुना तीरावनचारी तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन जमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा कुंज बिहारी जयं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशतसी श्रीमद्शील भयचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की समवेत भक्तवृंद की श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराणम की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Bande Gurun Isha Bhaktan ईशम ईशवतारकं तत्प्रकाशं तत्शक्ति कृष्ण चैतन्य संगकं नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर भवति नैष्ठिकी मदे कबंधुमत्संगीन मद्गुरो मन्महाधन मन्निस्तारकमद्भाग्य मदानंद नमास्तुते असाधु साधुतादायिन अतिनीच चतारक हानमंच कदाचिन्माम प्रेम्णारित्कंठयस्फुर ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटर 3 चैप्टर 16 जॉय एंड विजय कर्स्ड बाय द सेजेस टेक्स्ट नंबर 11 ये ब्राह्मणान् मयि धिया क्षिपतोर्चयन्तः स्तुष्याद्धृदास्मितसुधोक्षितपद्मवक्त्रः वाण्यानुरागकलयात्मजवद्गृणन्तः संबोधयन्त्यहमिवाहमुपाहृतस्तैः ये ब्राह्मणान् मयि धिया क्षिपतोर्चयन्त स्तुष्याद्धृदास्मितसुधोक्षितपद्मवक्त्रः वाण्यानुरागकलयात्मजवद्गृणन्तः संबोधयन्त्यहमिवाहमुपाहृतस्तैः ये ब्राह्मणान् मयि धिया क्षिपतोर्चयन्तः स्तुष्याद्धृदास्मितसुधोक्षितपद्मवक्त्रा वाण्यानुरागकलयात्मजवद्गृणन्तः संबोधयन्त्यहमिवाहमुपाहृतस्तैः Please repeat. जबद्गृह्णन्तः संबोधयन्त्यहमिवाहमुपाहृतस्तैः ये ब्राह्मणान्मयि धिया क्षिपतर्चयन्ताः स्तुष्याद्विदाक्षितघोक्षित पद्मभक्त्रा बाण्यानुराग कलयात्मजबद्गृह्णन्तः सम्बोधयन्त्यहमिबाहमुपाहृतस्तये ये ब्राह्मणान्महि धिया क्षितपोर्चयन्तः स्तुष्याद्धृतास्मितक्षुधोक्षितपद्मभक्त्रा बाण्यानुरागकलयात्मजबद्गृह्णन्तः सम्बोधयन्त्यमिह बाहुपाहृतस्तये वैष्णवेश ये ब्राह्मणान्मयि धिया क्षितपोर्चयन्त स्तुष्याद्धृतः क्षितधुधोक्षितपद्मवक्त्रा बाण्यानुरागकलयात्मजबद्गृह्णन्त सम्बोधयन्त्यहमिबाहमुपाहृतस्तये Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki Ije which persons Brahmanan the Brahmanas Mai in me Dhiya with intelligence Kshipataha uttering harsh words, archayantaha, respecting, tushyat, gladdened, hridaha, hearts, smita, smiling, sudha, nectar, Ukshita, wet. Padma, lotus-like. Bhaktraha, faces. Banya, with words. Anuraga kalaya, loving. Atmajabat, like a sun. Grananta, praising. Sambodhayanti, pacify. Aham, I. Iva, age. Aham, I. Upahritaha, being controlled. Tahi, by them. Translation. On the other hand, they captivate my heart. Who are gladdened in heart and who their lotus faces enlightened by nectarian smiles respect the brahmanas even though the brahmanas utter harsh words they look upon the brahmanas as my own self and pacify them by praising them in loving words even as a son who appeases an angry father, or as I am pacifying you. Purport. It has been observed in many instances in the Vedic scriptures that when the Brahmanas or Vaishnavas curse someone in an angry mood, the person who is cursed does not take it upon himself to treat the Brahmanas or Vaishnavas in the same way. There are many examples of this. For instance, the sons of Kubera, when cursed by the great sage Narada, did not seek revenge in the same harsh way, but submitted. Here also, when Joy and Bijoy were cursed by the four Kumaras, they did not become harsh towards them. Rather, they submitted. That should be the way of treating Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. One may sometimes be faced with a grievous situation created by a Brahmana, but instead of meeting him in a similar mood, one should try to pacify him with a smiling face and mild treatment. Brahmanas and Vaishnavas should be accepted as earthly representatives of Narayana. Nowadays, some foolish persons have manufactured the term Daridra Narayana, indicating that the poor man should be accepted as the representative of Narayana. But in Vedic literature, we do not find the poor man should be treated as representatives of Narayana. Of course, those who are unprotected are mentioned here, but the definition of this phrase is clear from the Shastras. The poor man should not be unprotected, but the Brahmanas should especially be treated as the representative of Narayana and should be worshipped like him. It is specifically said that to pacify the Brahmanas, one's face should be lotus-like. A lotus-like face is exhibited when one is adorned with love and affection. In this respect, the example of the fathers being angry at the son and the sons trying to pacify the father with smiling and sweet words is very appropriate. This is a very tricky section in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tricky section means we, the conditioned souls, very often get we are intrigued by such kind of narrations, and our conditioned nature puts us in ignorance to understand the real message of the Lord. For example, here when we see, when we read this verse, there can be two approaches. One approach is immediately one may jump into understanding it. A Brahmana, he is exchanging some harsh words with you and you want to show him a smiling face? Treat him like your father? And here it is said, Brahmana, one's face should be lotus-like. Lotus-like face should be exhibited to a Brahmana who is exchanging some harsh words. What is this? How to take it? Okay, that can be one way to kind of, you know, understand. But what the acharyas, they say, what is this series of, there is a theme flowing through a set of verses. So we can see for the last few days, we have been discussing about the Supreme Lord, Narayana, is glorifying the Brahmanas. And Srila Jiva Goswami, he, you know, makes very small comment, but it is very insightful to keep us tuned with the flow of the theme. Similarly, other acharyas. Just one sentence from Jiva Goswami's commentary. He says, Punaha. Punaha means once again. That means the theme is continuing. Punaha. Prakritanam brahmananam bhaktim visishyaha. Means, again, he distinguishes the devotion of the ordinary Brahmana. And if you see very closely how Prabhupada has narrated this purport, very subtle way, he is actually hinting upon this point that those who are qualified Brahmana devotees of the Lord, they must be given proper hospitality. Proper hospitality must be cultivated upon seeing a Brahmana Bhakta, devotee of the Lord who is a Brahmana. That is the message. That means, in Jiva Goswami's understanding, Lord once again distinguishes the devotion of the ordinary Brahmana. That means, here when we see that Lord is saying, even if a Brahmana exchanges some harsh words, we should not treat him in the same manner. Just like there is a common saying in the world, you have to treat one the way he treats you. Anyway, I am forgetting the phrase. So, that is not the case of the Vaishnava behavior. When a Vaishnava interacts with another person, he may be a common person, he may be Kanishta Adhikari Vaishnava devotee, he may be a Madhyama Adhikari Vaishnava devotee, he may be a Uttama Adhikari Vaishnava devotee. Or even if he is a kind of general Brahmana, he knows exactly how to behave with them. Now the question is, how to know that I can behave with them as per their level of devotion? Srila Prabhupada, commenting to this verse, where says, Dishtvai svahav dhanitai vapusascha dosai na prakrutattva miha bhakta janasya prasyet gangam bhasam na khalabud budafena pankair brahma dravattvam pagacchati nira dharmai. So here it looks like he is also speaking that you don't see the faults, apparent faults in a devotee. So Prabhupada says, unless one is actually a devotee, he cannot see another devotee perfectly. Very, 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 very profound statement. Unless one is actually a devotee, he cannot see another devotee perfectly. When a devotee, he assumes himself that, no, I have become a devotee, and he jumps into judging other devotees, he may commit some mistake. Because he doesn't know who he is. For example, there's a verse in Purana. It says that Sankarat Sarvabarnanam Duspariksheti Me Mati. Now there is Sankara, means because of the intermingling in the society, people are born from different varnas. So to understand, to recognize what quality they actually manifest, they have, it's very difficult. Dusparikshate me mati. So then, how to understand? He's saying, tasma shilam pradhanestam vidurvai tattvadarshina. Those who are Satvadarshina, Satvadarshi. Satvadarshi means, here Satva is referred to somebody who has a particular sanskara, Vishishta sanskara yukta antakarana. The consciousness which has become purified under certain conditions, certain sanskaras. That person, viduvai, Tasmat silam pradhanestam. The sila, the character, the behavior, how it is shown by a particular person will determine his nature, intrinsic nature. And do you think it is very easy to understand, assess somebody's quality, nature? No. That's why, again, Srila Prabhupada, he also comments in the same verse, he said, that one should see the internal feature and understand how he is engaged in transcendental loving service of the Lord. This is where you can see many times Prabhupada also he has hinted, when Prabhupada he came to this part of the world and he started preaching Krishna consciousness, and many local people, they took interest in Krishna consciousness, and Prabhupada had to go through severe criticism from his own god brothers even. Many of us we know, right? They would say, oh, Swamiji, what are you doing? You are making them Vaishnava, do you think? And Prabhupada, several times he commented that this is the understanding of a Kanishtha Adhikari Vaishnava. They don't see how an empowered representative of the Lord can bring transformation in the heart of the neophytes. And he can qualify them to accept Krishna consciousness. They are simply trying to judge from the external characteristics, external qualities. So similar way, when we see a Brahmana or a Vaishnava devotee of the Lord, we cannot judge them on the basis of the external character they manifest. At the same time, we need to see the level of devotion they possess towards the Lord, how they are engaged in the loving devotional service of the Lord. There's another criteria we need to look at. Right? Because what is happening, most of us, we always see the external world and we are always kind of trying to judge things from their external appearance, external perspectives. That's why you have seen sometimes those who are little advanced in Krishna consciousness, they don't speak much actually. They open their mouth in the correct place, but rest of the time, they are very humble, they keep quiet, because they try to understand, they try to analyze situation, and they will speak whatever is necessary. So that is the understanding. Now the question is, okay, if we behave like this, then how we will maintain our Krishna consciousness? Some other devotees, they try to kind of take advantage of our situations. This is where it comes, like today we are reading this verse, that when Agastya Muni, he cursed Indradyumna Maharaj, oh, this is Lord's mercy. And in that connection, Prabhupada is referring to this, Tattyenukam Pam Susamiksamana Vanjana Ivatmakritam Vipakam Hidbhagavapu Vividudan Namaste Jiveta Jamukti Pade Sadaya Bhak. A devotee should be like a kind of a scientist, to analyze the statements of Shastra and how I can accept the teachings for myself so that I can undergo some transformation to become a better devotee. See, Shastra, when we read, we can see it from the two different perspectives. One is, oh, this is I can see in him. This is I can see in him. This is I can see in him. We judge everybody. But we fail to judge ourselves. Right? That is one thing. Some other way, okay, now it is how I can transform myself. According to time, place and circumstance, we have to apply scripture even to myself and to others. When I am applying judgment from Shastra to judge somebody, I should be very much careful that he should not feel discouraged the way I judge him, the way I, say something about him, his behavior. Prabhupada said this is very injurious to Krishna consciousness. It causes injury. So then, if I know that I have not become such a perfect devotee to judge the level of devotion of another devotee, then when I am being ill-treated, ill-behaved, this is the verse. How to face the reverses? तत्तेनुकंपाम सुसमीक्षमाण भंजान एव आत्मकृतम विपाकम. ओ दिस इज वट आई एम ड्यू दैट नॉट दैट ही जस्ट एब्रप्टली सेइंग समथिंग टू मी एंड डेफिनेटली आई हैव डन समथिंग रॉन्ग इन माई पास्ट एंड दैट्स व्हाई आई एम गेटिंग द रिवर्ड एंड विद दिस विदधान नमस्ते ही इज ग्रेटफुल टू द लॉर्ड. सी द काइंड ऑफ नो मूड इन दिस वर्स. माई डियर लॉर्ड यू आर सो ग्रेटफुल दैट यू हैव अरेंज दिस डिवोटी टू कम एंड हेल्प मी टू रेक्टिफाई माई प्रीवियस मिस्टेक्स एंड ही इज रेक्टिफाइंग मी. I am really grateful to you. And with this, he continue to suffer. Means, mentally he is suffering. That why he is speaking like this to me? For some time, at the same time, he kind of not trying to accept, oh, this is my mistake, he is doing like this. Okay. And then, what happens? You may say, okay, how long one should suffer? Can he suffer to the degree where he is actually being demotivated? He is being very much, you know, going to mental agony, so what to do? No. We need to know the entire philosophy. That what is my hope that I can tolerate this kind of situations? Here it is said that Jivetaja, in this consciousness, if he remains alive, what is the consciousness? Now why I should cultivate this consciousness? Last part is Mukti cha pade cha dayabhag. He is going to become a natural inheritor of his father's property. That means he is going to attend the service under the lotus feet of the Lord and go to his abode if he continues to survive like this. So this is my kind of, you know, hope that if I continue to survive like this, then I will become qualified to enter into Lord's abode to attend his service. Now, how to cultivate this consciousness? One of the consciousness that we can cultivate is, whatever happens, that is happening because of the arrangement of the Lord. Lord's hand is there. When Lord's hand is there, how to accept is at Lord's hand? We can pray to him, my dear Lord, sometimes a loving father will make his child sit on his father and he will make him drink milk. And at some other time, he will give bitter medicine for the child. Right? Do you think when the father is giving bitter medicine to the child, that time he is his enemy? When he is giving him milk, that time he is his friend? No. Mother is bringing the son to a doctor to cut the boil. So boy is undergoing surgery. And he's crying, oh, you are not my mother, you know. How can you tolerate me going so much pain? He's not the mother is not the son's mother. Mother is mother. Right? So, sometimes when we are facing with reversals, even coming from our devotees, we should understand, oh, he is my worshipable Lord. Because here it is said, In the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami, he is saying, your body is actually not your body, that is Lord's body, that's my body. You have no right to destroy this body. That means the Brahmanas, the Vaishnava devotees, they are actually transcendental to the bodily platform. They don't act upon bodily platform. So when something we see manifesting in terms of the behavior from that body, we identify with the body and we criticize that person. We find fault with that person. So we see that is Lord's mercy flowing through him to me. So I tolerate it. Another prayer. Prayer is, my dear Lord, you know what is good for me. Just like an able father without being requested by the son, he does automatically what is good for the son. Similarly, I don't want to tell anything to anyone, but you see what is good for me, you do everything good for me. Because here, the point is, when a devotee, brahmana devotee of the Lord, apparently speaking, there is some defects in his behavior shown to me, I should not retaliate. He is a pure devotee of the Lord. At the same time, if I am not in a position to judge the level of devotion of other devotee, then I should just try to look into how I can improve in my consciousness, in my level of devotional practice. If we see, there is a story in Ramayana, this Matanga Rishi, who gave shelter to Savari, right? Savari was born in a low caste family. And when she left her father, she went to the forest. No Rishi wanted to accept her as their disciple, because everybody was thinking, she is low-born, she is not qualified to become my disciple. Only one Rishi, Matanga Rishi, he accepted her as his daughter. And she was staying there. When Matanga Rishi was about to leave his body, she came to the Rishi. She said, now you are leaving, you will also bring me with you, because I cannot survive without you. Then Matanga Rishi said, no, you just stay here. One day Lord Ram is going to come and you will get his blessing. So she continued to stay in the ashram. And while she was staying in the ashram, one day she went to fetch water from the pond, nearby pond. And when she went there was a rishi sitting and chanting some mantra. And she saw this low class woman is coming with a pot to fetch water. So she was thinking, oh, now she is going to contaminate the water. Huh? We use this water to perform worship to the Lord. She is now going to step into the water, but is going to become contaminated, and we cannot use this water. So she took a stone and threw at her. And that stone struck her feet and started bleeding. As soon as some blood went into the water, the whole pond turned to blood. And then this rishi, he became even more angry. He said, huh? See what you did? Huh? Because of you, now we cannot use this water for our worship. Then all the rishis, they came together. Oh, now I think we have to purify this water. Oh, how can we purify? Oh, yes, we can purify. Maybe we have to do some chanting, mantra. We should do some yajna. They applied all their knowledge to purify the water. Water did not get purified. It remained blood. Oh, what to do now? Then one rishi said, Lord Ram is here nearby. We should try to bring him here. If he comes, then it will be all right. We are narrating this story to kind of, you know, emphasize, because Yoga Swami is saying, if there is, who are devotees, we need to learn how to interact with them. This is the message, actually, core message flowing in this section. So then they went to bring Lord Ramchandra. And when Lord Ramchandra came, he said, so what do you want me to do? He said, you know, maybe you should wash your feet in this pond, then the pond will become purified, then we can use the water for our worship. Lord Ramchandra said, okay, you want me to do that? He went, there is no change. Then they said, maybe you should take a dip in this river, then only it will become, in this pond, then only it will become pure. He said, okay. He took a dip, but no change. He came out. Then he inquired, what happened? Can you tell me? He knew everything. Then they said, oh, this is what happened. This rishi threw a stone at her. That's what, you know, this blood came out from her feet. And as soon as it dropped into the pond became totally, you know, converted to blood. They said, oh, I want to meet that person. Who is that person? Can you bring me? So then it was so arranged that when she came, she was coming. It is explained in one, you know, episode, it is explained like this. When she was coming, she was so eager to see the Lord And the dust which was touching his feet was spreading and falling into the pond. That's how the pond water became purified. Then the Lord Ramchandra said, look, you know, the dust which touched her feet purified the pond. Now you can imagine. Sometimes Lord glorifies his devotees like this. You see, apparently speaking, she was born in a low class family. Right? See, why I'm saying this? Jiva Goswami, he says, no, I want to read it out. He said, Punaha Prakritanam Brahmanam Bhakti Vishishyaha. And Vijayat Bhada, he is saying that Madhvakta, Idani Madhvakta Brahmana Satkara Paripakam Vachmityaha. Madhvakta Brahmana Satkara Paripakam. When one attains maturity in giving hospitality to a devotee of the Lord, then you see what is the glory of their devotional service. That means I am purchased, I become their property. Try to understand this. You just imagine, if we kind of analyze this verse from this proper perspective, how it is helping us to become a better devotee. Bhagavatam is not a literature to gain piece of knowledge to make a show of how a demo. We know this. Bhagavatam is not a philosophical book literature that we try to twist the philosophy to understand this world, this, do this, do that. No. If by studying Srimad Bhagavatam, I have not come to the point of understanding how our Lord sweet is, how Lord he interacts with his devotees in such a sweet manner, and I appreciate that, and I try to take lesson from it. Like here you see, these rishis, they were all, you know, criticizing this lovely lady, but Lord proved that the dust he touched from the, you know, feet of Savari purified the entire pond. Even in this section, like Lord is saying, you know, Lakshmi Devi, she resides with me, who is desired by many people in this world, because I am adorned by the dust of the feet of my devotee. He is speaking in this section also, right? So the point is, we should learn how to behave with the devotees of the Lord who are dedicatedly engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. In that verse, this is Svabhava Janita Dosa and Bapushascha Dosa. What is Svabhava Janita? Here, apparently speaking, he is speaking about this Svabhava Janita Dosa, right? When a Brahmana, he is exchanging some harsh words, you should show him a smiling face, you should treat him like your father, like his loving son. He shows his smiling lotus face to his father and greet him very affectionately. So you should treat him like that. That means you totally ignore his svabhava dosa. Svabhava dosa here means sometimes people are little harsh in their words. Sometimes, you know, they angry, they become angry. These are all svabhava janita dosa. So we need to understand how to make a balance in our Krishna consciousness so that we can become better devotee of the Lord. Okay, maybe you have some question or comment. We can spend some time discussing. Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for the class. It's very, very nice. You were mentioning how, or it was in the purport, when a Vaishnav and a Brahmana give a curse, it's a blessing. Is there any difference between like a Vaishnav cursing someone and just your ordinary Brahmana cursing someone? Does the Vaishnav have different intentions?
That's why in the beginning I referred to this Jiva Goswami's commentary to clarify that what is this theme flowing, not ordinary. He's saying, again, he distinguishes the devotion, say the devotion of the ordinary Brahmana. So here we are not talking about, like Prabhupada is giving the example of Narad Muni, right? When Narad Muni, he cursed the son of Kuber, Manigriba and Haigriba, the son of Kuber, they did not actually retaliate. So, like that kind of, you know, Brahmana devotee of the Lord. Ambarish Maharaj was actually cursed by Durvasa Muni, right? He didn't retaliate actually. And what happened? Lord actually took care of Durvasa Muni. We don't have to retaliate. If really somewhere something is going wrong somewhere, Lord will make the arrangement. This is a very, as I said, this is a very tricky, you know, subject, that unless we are very much aware of our level of devotion, we should not keep jumping to a situation where we keep on judging others. You don't, because it's very hard to say who is actually in what level of devotional practice. As I said, you just imagine when Prabhupada came here, he empowered so many, you know, apparently speaking, they are like, you know, hippies. Prabhupada empowered them, and because of them, today you can see the entire world is inundated with Krishna consciousness, right? But that time Prabhupada was facing a lot of criticism. That is not correct. So we need to see this from the proper perspective. Even now also, we have, our society is growing, we have got all different kind of devotees joining from different communities, from different class. We should be very careful in our dealing, otherwise we will hurt ourselves, we will bring disasters to our own growth. The Prabhupada is saying, it's injury, you can cause injury. Make sense? Yeah. See, these are, this is the kind of, you know, concept that we need to touch upon, we need to see. Then Bhagavatam study gives, helps us to attain the goal. Okay, yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. There is one verse in the Bhagavatam. Hmm. What it says that the Supreme Lord is very pleased with the devotee who, while meeting other people, should be compassionate, tolerant, friendly, and equal, equality. So this advice was given to Dhruva Maharaj when he was misbehaving.
Yeah,
because he's a very elevated devotee, and he was surprised. What are you doing this? I mean, the Lord loves you, and you love the Lord, and now you. So he's advising him.
Yeah.
When you were quoting the verse in Tatenu Kampanchu Samikshamano, you know, sometimes we see that the verse is very elevated.
Yeah.
Then three kinds of devotees, the Uttama, Madhyama, and the Kanishta. Mm. In the Kanishta stage, is kind of like expect, it's not surprising to see that we find faults, that we see this person.
Yeah.
So where are the label, most of us like me? So my question will be to you, isn't it that bigger responsibility falls in the Madhyama Adhikaris, because you actually, if you behave properly, you don't feed or give opportunity for other ones to criticize you. In other words, we will help more if we're in that stage of Madhyama Adhikari. Isn't it like that? Or maybe you can speak more about it.
One, you can see from that perspective that it is the more responsibility lying on the seniors. I'll put it in that way. That he is senior to a Kanishta Vaishnava. That's why he should behave properly. Okay. Again, at the same time, having said that, we should not totally just take it for granted. Whichever way a junior, Kanishta, Adhikari, Vaishnava behaves, we should also kind of, you know, support him. There are explanation about the adhikar of a Kanishtha Vaishnava or the qualification of a, the qualities of a Kanishtha Vaishnava, then similarly Madhyama Vaishnava and Uttama Vaishnava. We are not expected to remain in Kanishtha platform. At least we should come to the Madhyama platform. And even if somebody is in the Uttama platform to kind of preach, he has to come down to the Madhyama platform. Otherwise he cannot, because he sees everything perfect. For him there is no fault. But an Madhyama Adhikari Vaishnava, like Vidurbhai, Sattva-darshina, their antakarana has to be purified first of all through performing devotional service. This is the key factor, Prabhu. Now if we say it like that, at least like, you know, we are attributing a quality to them, oh, you are behaving like this, you should be behaving like this because you are a Madhyama Adhikari Vaishnava. You cannot qualify somebody like that, Prabhuji. It has to be like, you know, the qualification in Vaishnava culture is not awarded to somebody. It is by the mercy of the Lord, it is being manifest in him. This is a, there's a difference. I behave in a particular way to communicate a message through my behavior to people as if I am in a very higher platform. That can be one way. Another way is jasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunaistatra samasate sura. Jasya bhagavati akinchana bhakti bhavati tasya means one who has got unalloyed devotion unto the Lord, he will automatically become endowed with all God qualities, all godly qualities. How? Akinchana bhakti is the key term. So that means definitely they should behave properly, and you don't have to judge actually. You don't have to demand from them. If somebody who has manifested those qualities through the execution of your devotional practice, he will automatically behave like that. But at the same time, then why Rupa Goswami is saying, drushtvai svabhava janitai vapushascha dosai no prakritattvamiha bhakta janasya prachat gangam bhasam. Why he is saying like this? Because when a pure devotee, even he is in the material world, sometimes you may see some apparent dosha, defect, but you should not see that. That's why you see, our philosophy is not like, you know, one-way traffic. There are a lot of, you know, things we need to consider. Just, that's why we say like a spring. Sometimes you need to see how much you should become hurt, or what you should understand in this connection. Maybe your understanding is not correct because there is some other, you know, injunction is there. That's why you have to be very thorough in understanding scriptural conclusions. Why we go to Guru therefore? This is the need of going to Guru. Guru will say, okay, he knows Shastra clearly. Your understanding is one way, then he will give you another instruction and say, so, hey, Shastra is saying, like, why are you behaving like this? Then you behave properly. So, yes, it is duty, it is responsibility of the Madhyama Adhikari Vaishnava. At the same time, there is some duty to be executed by the Kanishtha Adhikari Vaishnavas. And everybody should listen to the spiritual master and they should behave according to the conclusive understanding of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Okay. Thank you very much. Granthrasimadbhagavatam ki samaveta bhakta vrinda ki nitai gaura pramanande hari hari bol.